Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. We did a themed episode yesterday with the Locks. We called up Sheik Luch. Mm-hmm. We called up Jadakiss. We called up Styles P.
Yes, tight order.
like downwards. shout out to those guys. Love and Loyalty is their new single, and it is available everywhere on every streaming service right now.
Yep.
Today, we did another themed episode.
Yeah, like literally today.
Griselda.
Yeah.
We got Benny the Butcher.
Mm-hmm.
We got Conway the Machine.
Yep.
And we got West Side Gunn dropping some exclusive shit about his new project.
A bunch of exclusive shit. Like, we expected, like, one thing.
Yeah.
And then it turned into, like, maybe four things.
Yeah. Pray for Paris is the name of the project.
Yep.
He'll tell you when it drops, so look forward to that. Otherwise, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Did we already do this? I feel like that's like the intro to the thing.
No, but just like in general. In general, how you doing?
I'm good. I think I'm working on growing a rat tail.
Oh,
I changed it from a ponytail. There's a lot of like shifting winds.
Congratulations.
While I've been in here,
you're just taking it back to the 90s.
Yeah, I want it. Well, maybe I'll grow a scuzzy mustache too.
Oh, cool. Great. Yeah. Okay, so people should watch on youtube.com/itsthereal mm-hmm. to see
my evolution,
your process,
my personal
and your progress,
my gains. Yeah.
All right.
Also, you can go to patreon.com/itsthereal. Contribute to artists. They need you now more than ever. We need you now more than ever.
That's us. Yeah. Yeah. We're working for you guys. We're working for us. We're working for this whole thing to do what we can. Look, we're not out there on the front lines. We're not outside doing the work that true, honest to God heroes are doing right now. We're doing what we can, which is to help pass the time, to check in with our loved ones, and hopefully provide some way for you guys to get through your days. So shout out to everybody who is making it through this time, because that's no joke.
Because it sucks.
This is a
shitty time.
A shitty time. But we're doing what we can, and you guys do what you can. And the thing that we can do right now, Jeff,
mm-hmm.
is get on the phone with Conway the Machine.
Hello.
Yo, Conway, what's happening?
I'm good, man.
Good. Congratulations, first of all, on Lulu. Shouts to you. Shouts to Alchemist. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I can't. I feel blessed.
This was probably not the atmosphere, the situation you saw as the perfect release, rollout, was it?
Oh, putting an album out into a quarantine.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't ideal, but honestly, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers needed this shit, man.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't leave the house, I can't do nothing, go nowhere, shit, I need my music.
Exactly.
I'm that type of person, like, I can't, like LL Cool J, I can't live without my radio, so.
There you go.
I felt like I was helping in a way.
Yeah. Was there any thought about, like, pushing it back at all, or was it just, like, this is the date and this is the time?
Honestly, no. I never gave that no thought. I really didn't give that no thought. I just felt like, man, the people need this shit even more now.
You
know what I mean? I guess that was my mind frame, like, you know what I mean? People... Music heals all. Like, even back in the slavery days when motherfuckers was getting their back whipped and raped and pillaged, motherfuckers were still singing songs to Jesus and all that. Like, music gets you by. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I felt like I said, man, I felt like this was needed in this time, man. It's a fucked up time right now, man. It's probably going to get worse, but, you know.
Oh, no, it's definitely going to get worse. Yeah.
Yeah, in the meantime, at least we got some fire to hold us over. You know
Yeah, for sure. What was the last thing that came in or, like, that had to be, like, perfected before you put it out?
Probably, honestly, man, it was so many things I couldn't even tell you because, like, when I'm making an album and I'm working and shit, it's like... I'm never satisfied, so it's like I the shit'll be done. I'll call Al like, yo, nah, I can't. You know what I'm saying? I can't. Let's change this. Let's change that. You know what I mean? Take that joint off. Let's do another. I think the last thing was on 14 Keys. I called him. I can't. I'm interviewing. I can't talk to nobody right fast. Yeah, somebody trying to talk to me. But yeah, on 14 Keys, that song, yep. I called out. That was the last thing. I called him like, yo, nah, I ain't feeling that. I ain't feeling that, John. I hate that record.
What?
I mean, he like, hey, pull up on him. I was like, yeah, I feel like I could have kept going. I feel like I could have went harder.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? I just felt like I could have set the tone better with on the song instead of that being number one. And then I just didn't. I don't know. It was something about it that just made me like hate it.
Would you have like?
But now that it's out, I love it.
Would you have resequenced it? Like moved it like somewhere else?
I mean.
Or were you just like ready to kill it altogether?
That part of it wasn't enough. I let Alchemist pretty much be in the driver's seat on that part of it.
Like, yeah.
You know the track list and all that, the placement. You know, I just picked the beats and recorded and named the songs, and Al just pretty much did everything as far as the order and everything.
When did you and Al really like figure out that you guys wanted to lock down and do a project together?
We've been through that since, like, man, we did Fork in the Pot with Schoolboy Q.
Yeah.
Some of our other earlier, actually, we did an album, a Hall and Nash album, all produced by Alchemist that mm-hmm. we never, you know, put out. We just used some of the, we just scattered the records out on, like, you know, projects that was coming up after all that. But,
yeah. Well, wait, what happened to, like, make that not come out as an entire entity?
Full project? Yeah. Yeah.
Shit, label bullshit, man. The industry bullshit.
That's so crazy. This is the first time I've ever heard that a label has ever done anything wrong.
Yeah, I know, man. It really sucks now. Like, I remember growing up praying I was get a record deal. Now I'd rather jump off a bridge.
So you and Al, you know, decided to lock in and do this. How much was recorded at his place out in L.A.?
I think we did a couple joints out there. I'm not for certain because we've been working on it for, like, here and there. Like I said, we've been building and destroying. Like, it started out as, like, we just going to do, like, you know, this is how the project even came about. Like, it was really something that we wanted to do, like, just a little EP that we connected with Patsa, mm-hmm. that clothing line.
Those are our guys.
That's, like, our uniform.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. We connected with them. They're the homies. And, you know, they wanted to do something that they had never done, which is like release a capsule that come with like some actual music to represent it. Like, it's like the soundtrack for the capsule or whatever.
Yeah.
And it started out as like just doing two or three songs, and then it just turned into, you know, eight joint. I did more, but we only used seven.
The how many more were left off the project?
About two or three.
So Alchemist is someone that we've known for a long time, and we've always, always, always been fascinated by his studio, his house out there in LA, and the sort of hip, right. the hip hop like camp that
yeah,
revolves
sort of like
around it.
There, yeah.
And you know, hip hop is a great friend of ours and has told us a lot of things. You know, Schoolboy obviously has been there, Brocky Marciano, a lot of guys just like Action Bronson, everybody just like stays out there.
Yeah, real sausage fest.
Real
sausage fest. Big time.
What is your favorite part of that whole experience out there?
Like you said, man, it's like a melting pot of creativity in there, man. You know what I'm saying? You never know. At any given moment, you could just walk in there and somebody in there creating, and either want you a part of the creative process or y'all get inspired to create together. Like when we did that Fork in the Pot record, I was just coming from, I forget where I was coming from, but I'm like, fuck it, let's just go to Al House. And I pull up at Alchemist House and I seen like this really expensive sports car in the driveway. And I'm like, who the fuck in here? You know what I mean? And I go in there and it was Schoolboy Q.
Oh, shit.
And you know, he was a fan of our shit, what we doing. And you know, it was just all love. That was my first time meeting him. And it was just mad love show. We drinking tequila and Al throwing on beats. And he just like, yo, you got something for this? You know what I mean? And we did a record that was supposed to be for his album, but I don't think he used. And then we did Fork in the Pot that same night. Like, it just started from, like, I walked in Al's and we recorded two records with Schoolboy.
That's fucking dope.
Yeah. Wait.
Yeah, so it's always like that. Like, mugs will be there. You never know who will walk, who you'll see walking in there. Rick Ross. You can see, you know, Aaron Davis. You know,
well, so like, did you have any idea of what Al was working on beyond what you were involved in? Like, did you hear any of the, like, Jay Electronica stuff? Did you hear any of, like, you know, Freddie Gibbs and Currency stuff? Like, anything else that was being built while you were there?
Nah, that's the thing. Al's a secretive dude, man.
Yeah, we've met him.
Yeah.
when I be hearing shit on other niggas' tapes, I be mad as hell. Like, bro, why you ain't play that shit for me? What the fuck is you doing, nigga? But yeah, I never heard. He don't play. Like, I had no idea he was gonna be on Jay Elect album.
Wild.
I had no idea. Well, I heard the Bodie James project.
Oh yeah, super fire.
When it was being
super fire.
But I had no idea, man. He keep everything kind of close to the chest.
Yeah. I have a little question that's a little left. Who has the deepest Buffalo accent of the three of you? Would you say?
Buffalo accent?
Yeah.
Probably Benny.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Benny.
Like a little, like, more like, you know, pepper on his R's.
Yeah, all the R's are really, like, the things that stand out.
That's definitely Benny.
Yeah.
That's definitely Benny.
When you went to the Rock Nation brunch this year, I think everybody was so pumped. You know, because we were talking to Benny about this, about how, like, it's about the process. You know, if someone just, you know, comes out with one song and gets on, that's one thing. But I think there's so much more appreciation for guys who have put in the work, put in the effort, and you see that. And that's the story of Griselda, you know? And so to see you guys celebrated by your peers and by everyone on the internet for going to the Rock Nation brunch was exceptional on this side. How did it feel for you?
It felt good, man. It was gratifying. It let me know, like, it was just good to know that, like, man, like, yes, we finally being, like, getting recognition, getting recognized, man, for what we do. Because this shit we do, like, this kind of music, this content, these beats, this type of vibe, like, it's not a lot of, like, radio shit and, like, club songs or girl songs, strip club anthems and none of that.
It's not formulaic, it's no.
Like, yeah, it's pretty, like, underground, boom bap, just punch you in your face rap. So to be, like, for guys like us to be at the Rock Nation brunch, for example, with suits on and shit, that was a moment for me. Like, damn, man, we really here.
Is that something even thought about, like, maybe even, like, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
I mean, honestly, I always thought that we was going to be here and be even further. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always knew, like, I just was always confident in the shit that me, Wes, and Benny do. You know what I'm saying? I just always knew, like, man, once we get a shot, all motherfucker gotta do is hear us. Once a motherfucker just hear us. What you doing, bro? Alright, once a motherfucker just hear us, it's the sky's the limit. And that was always my attitude towards my approach. So I kind of always knew. You know what I'm saying? But for it to actually be happening, like to be at the Rock Nation brunch and, you know, Jay-Z coming to the concerts and, you know what I mean? And everybody, like, loving this shit and showing the appreciation that they're showing for what we provide to the game. It's like, man, it kind of hit me. It's like, I mean, I knew we would get here, but, like, I didn't know how it would feel, how this shit would feel being, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, talk about that.
If that makes sense.
Of course. Talk about that, that moment above all moments of linking up with Rihanna.
Oh man, that was a hell of a moment, man. She told me that you know, I looked really handsome and I smelled amazing. And
well, shit, she man.
She asked me if she could have a picture with me. I said, you know, why not?
Shit. Well, okay, so after that, it seems like, you know, not anything can get better. It's like, that's the apex, that's the peak right there. But
yeah, that was it for me. I was ready to just, I was done. I was like, y'all, I'm not turning in my album or nothing no more. I've made it. I'm done.
But I think a lot of people see, you know, the Drake interview with Elliot and B-Dot and hear him talking about you and think, all right, you know, there's a respect there and maybe that's a little surprise. But I think all of us know that, like, Drake really, really, really loves rap, right? And he really loves lyrics. Right. And so really, it's not that surprising. So who is somebody that, like, did take you by surprise, who you didn't expect to really fuck with what you guys do and is a fan?
Honestly, like you said, Rihanna, you know what I'm saying? Like, all jokes aside, like, you know, my manager, Chase, like...
shout out to Chase, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Chase. Chase really, I ain't gonna lie, Chase come Tom Brady, man. He the one through that path.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because he knew Rihanna, and he like, yeah, have you met Conway? And I mean, woo, woo, woo. And when he said that, she was like, yeah, I know, I'm familiar with you. I never met, but yeah, I heard they start love y'all music. I love what y'all doing.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And wild. That kind of like blew my mind.
Which is crazy. And by the way, like, Rihanna's not somebody who will, like, you know, fuck with people, or say she fucks with people
when she doesn't.
Like, yeah. she's somebody who feels very honest.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I could tell that wasn't cap, you know?
Yeah.
She didn't have to say that. She didn't have to say that. But later, like Rihanna, like that Drake shit, Alicia Keys was knocking Dr. Birds on Instagram.
Super dope.
Just stuff like that, man. That shit is like, you gotta remember, man, we come from, you know, Buffalo, New York, the east side of Buffalo. Like, we don't even be in the other sides. Like, you know what I mean? It's very segregated and very, very small, and everybody knows everybody type of vibe, and nobody makes it from here. So, like, to be like Rihanna, to be like, yo, yeah, I fuck with y'all shit. I heard, I love what y'all doing.
So,
you know what I mean? Drake, that shit do something to you. You know what I'm saying?
What was your first time in New York City? And I know that you're going to come down here at one point, and we're going to do, like, a full episode of your story, but, like, what was your first time in New York like?
It was actually a dope trip. I was going to do some other things.
Yeah.
You know, some other business stuff. But yeah. I got a funny story about that. I'm with my man and shit. He kind of older, really like my uncle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we with some dudes that was like from Yonkers, and we in the hood. They got us in like the hood, like 2 a.m, and it's like it's like 10, 15 guys in front of the store with like drugs and guns and shit on them. And you know what I mean? I'm young. I'm probably about 18, you know what I'm saying? 19 or something like that. And you know, I'm being challenged, you know, my man hyping me up like, y'all can't fuck with my man. And you know, this whole 20 dudes is like, no, fuck that. So I had to battle like 5 of these dudes. And by the time I got to the 5th one, it was pretty clear. Like, this dude is unbelievable. They was like, you know, like barking on the niggas that was rapping. Like, man, this nigga rapping like y'all supposed to be rapping. He ain't from here. He from Buffalo. He rapping like y'all supposed to be rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so that was my first experience in New York battling.
Well, like, so growing up, like, obviously, like, there's always, like, looking up to Rockefeller. Obviously, like, there's always looking up to Jay-Z. But what'd you think about Rough Riders growing up?
Oh, I love the Rough Riders, man. Swiss Beats, DMX is one of my favorite MCs, period. Like, one of my favorite, like, to me, DMX should be a top 5 dude. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The Locks, you said, that's enough for me. DMX and the Locks, but shit. You still had Dragon, you still had motherfucking
Eve. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, it was, Rough Riders was the shit.
Yeah. You know, when we had Westside up here, and we had the full, you know, A Waste of Time with It's the Real podcast, he was talking about how, like, there was such energy behind your initial efforts and you guys going down to Atlanta and feeling like, you know, it was sort of the straight shot towards success. And then it wasn't, right? So, and again, when we have you up here, we're going to talk about the full story. But, like, how does it feel now to prove that, like, you were bigger than just one shot? You were bigger than just, like, you know, one moment in time. You had built and are building right now a full career that is, like, going to last way longer than maybe it would have lasted
if you'd just been put on by somebody else.
It feels... Honestly, man, I'm just happy and blessed to be able to, you know what I'm saying, just keep, you know, showcasing my art, man, my creativity. I feel like I got a lot more to show, you know what I mean? I feel like niggas ain't seen nothing yet, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I haven't shown and proved to the world. Like, I don't have, I'm be on some, like, Jordan shit. Like, I have to challenge myself in order to have to have challenges, or it's like, it's not fun.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like my challenge when like when I got shot was I wanted to show like I could still keep up or spit better than niggas who didn't have a bullet in their neck and half of their face paralyzed and all that. You know what I'm saying? That was my challenge. And now is my challenge is I don't want people to think that I'm a one trick pony. So I got to show and prove like I got a million styles. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
That kind of bothers me when people just marginalize me as like, oh, this, you know, he's a grimy rapper, straight, oh, spooky. You know what I mean? He's grimy. Like, I do all type of things with my flow. I take pride in that. I don't want to be a one trick pony.
But also, you have a full personality, and I think that's like what comes across. You know?
And I think even better than just putting out the music that's true to you by showing your craft, by showing the work that you put in. I think and. You know, we talked about it with the Roc Nation brunch, but being on NBC and being on late night or on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon is something that, like, you know, who would have ever thought, like on, you know, to have the respect on that level that you're on a national right. platform, that had to be incredible.
Right. Oh man, that was amazing. That right there to me, and I feel like Benny and Wes should feel like this too, and Derringer. Like, that to me should be, like, you know, one of the highlights in everything we've ever done and set out to accomplish. It ain't the fact that it's Jimmy Fallon. It could have been Jay Leno, anybody. But to be, like, on that national TV platform, you know what I'm saying?
The yeah.
late night show with a song like Dr. Birds. Like
yeah.
We, you know what we're talking about on there. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that to me, that's the biggest shit. And everybody should be super proud of themselves and feel accomplished. Like, man, we did this shit straight out of east side of Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay, so we've talked about everything that, like, is going on with your music stuff, but how are you doing within quarantine? Like, I know you're probably in a car right now, but, like, have you been, like, you know, killing yourself, like, inside? Like, how are you passing the time?
I mean, I'm used to this shit, honestly. You know, shit, that's really my day-to-day normal life. I'm usually pretty isolated. I don't like hanging around large.
You're not mixy.
Bunch
yeah.
of people. You know, that's my. I think it's my paranoia from getting shot in the head. It's like, yeah. I trust less. I don't like to be around. I don't like to be on the scene. I don't like to go to the club. I don't party and none of that shit anyway.
Well, what were you like before getting
really
shot?
Say again?
What were you like before being shot? Were you like markedly different?
Yes, I used to be. I was on the scene. I was on the club. I was in the hood. You know, I was always every night. I'm somewhere popping bottles and, you know, leaving. You know, pretty much the term these young boys use nowadays, lacking.
Right.
I was out here lacking. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like moving strange. Like staying at the club till it's over, and then in the parking lot talking to girls and whatever. You know what I mean? Just a bunch of dumb shit. And I just grew and I learned from that.
Yeah.
But back to the quarantine shit. Like I said, that's pretty much my life here, already on ISO. You know what I mean? But I've been just kind of just chilling. I went and bought myself like a gang of studio equipment, and I've just been recording and recording and recording. Actually, just I'm recording From King to a God myself. Like, you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah. Like my album I'm about to drop next month. I recorded it all myself.
So you're engineering it. You're just like, you know, you're the only one.
Well, I ain't going to go that far. I know to press the space bar and click the mouse. As far as I can get.
Yo, maybe you take this time while you're in quarantine and you just, you know, sort of figure out how to do Pro Tools and the rest. You know?
Is your engineer listening to this? I hope he doesn't like think he's getting fired.
I know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, my engineer said that too. He said, "Look, I ain't trying to steal my job." But that's really, honestly though, that's really what my goal was. Like, when I might as well just be in this motherfucker and learn this shit myself. Learn how to work Pro Tools. Like,
yo,
what else I'm doing?
Conway, I know you've lived a full life and there's a lot of experiences that you can draw on. But do you honestly get inspiration, in this moment right now? Like, are you able to like dream beyond these like four walls? Are you able to like think about what quote unquote normal life is like right now to be able to put that into words?
What you mean?
I mean, just like it's
when it feels like there's like no culture out there right now, you know, like because like everything has sort of come to a standstill, right? Which I do think is why your album is super important to put out right now. But like the greater society, like nothing is happening. Everything is like sort of locked down.
Yeah, nah, I still get an inspiration. I get inspiration from that. Everything give me inspiration. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything inspires me. You know what I'm saying? Like, the culture getting watered down and corny. That's my challenge, and I'm inspired to save the day. You know what I'm saying? Let me whip a classic up. But, you know, with shit going on and being shut down in regular life, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, this shit is, it kind of definitely bring you back down to earth to some form of normalcy. Like, damn, you know what I mean? I'm nobody right now. Like, I'm pretty much invisible. Like, it's funny when I be looking at, like, rappers and shit on, like, Instagram Live and shit every day. Like, yo ass sitting at home bored as hell. You're nobody.
Mm, yeah. It's really like the equalizer.
Yeah, you're just like the next guy that's, you know, that's living check to check and, you know, and paying check, you know, whatever. Like, you nothing. Your jewelry don't matter. Your cars, you can't drive this shit. Where you going?
Yeah.
What you got your jewelry on for? Where you going? So when you, it's like, it's bringing us back down to where we, I think we needed it to recharge, refocus, readjust, you know what I'm saying? And remember that, yo, we actually just was normal people, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of big-headed, dickhead-ass niggas in the industry. You know what I'm saying?
You're talking to two of them.
You know what I mean? For real, though, but, you know, it's just, you know. It's definitely, this is a moment of humility right here for me personally. Like, we should take this and now we should take this as I'm not better than nobody. The next matter of fact, motherfuckers who better than me is the motherfuckers that's working in the hospitals and the police, the fire, you know them.
Yeah,
not the police.
Yeah, people are really out
police,
there.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, the cashiers and the
garbage men,
delivery people. Yeah,
for sure.
It's like they the superstars now. You know what I'm saying? They the stars now.
Unquestionably. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Conway, it was great talking to you. We got to like actually have like a real sit down soon and, you know, hope you get through every day of this quarantine, you know, with your head up and
stay healthy out there. Congratulations on Lulu. Shouts to you and shouts to Alchemist. And we'll be checking in. All right.
Man, appreciate y'all guys, man. Thank you.
All right. Salute. Take care. Let's call Benny the Butcher, Jeff.
All right.
Hello?
Yo, Benny, what's happening?
What's going on, bro?
How you living?
Man, I'm all right, man. Just chilling, quarantining, self-distancing, man.
I hear you, man.
Yeah, like, how are you passing the time?
Now, honestly, really, I got a studio in the house, and I got, a little closed-off studio. I've been getting a lot of work done, man. You know what I mean? That's the only way I can cope is, you know, stay safe and just, you know, just a few people. We in the studio, and we cooking. We taking advantage of the solidarity right now.
Yeah, like, how many times a day do you wash your hands? Because I'm up to like 10,000.
Yeah, I'm definitely washing my hands about 30 times a day, man. You got to, man. Sometimes I wash my hands and I'm like, damn, did I touch something and wash them again?
Yo, same.
Yeah,
same. We were at the point the other day where we were just like, oh my god, how do we wash apples? Like, it's just like craziness right now.
Now, real shit is, and you know, I got asthma. I got fucked up asthma. So if I catch this shit,
yeah,
that's serious.
Crazy. Well, when was the last time you actually were outside?
Today.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Today, man, I'm about to go to the studio and I'll go link with T.I., man.
Oh, shit.
Kick it with the king, man. Chop it up, man. You know,
that's when you're going to. That's really dope.
Summons to the studio by the king, you go.
So, Benny, we have a lot of friends in common. You know, we had Westside up here for a full episode of the podcast, but you have to know that so much of the internet has been like really rallying for you to have your own episode of A Waste of Time with It's the Real, and we can't wait when all this shit is over for you to actually sit down and talk about Western New York, talk about like your whole career to this point, and all the excitement that's come along with everything, you know.
Yeah, man, I can't wait, man, because I got a lot to talk about. I got a lot of things going on. And, man, I feel like a lot of people rooting for me to because, you know, they got to watch the growth. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these dudes, you don't get to watch their growth. The first time you hear about them, he got on $1 million worth of jewelry and 32 cars. The first time you ever heard of this dude. People got to take a good look at my growth. And so I kind of feel like they invested in me. So,
well, yeah, man. Well, for us, we first heard about you through our friend Combat Jack probably like 4 years ago when he was like early on you guys, you know?
Right. Exactly. Things like that.
But it's been an exciting time for you now, especially since, and I'm sure you, just like us, just like everybody, has been watching all these beat battles, all of these like R&B battles, everything that's going on Instagram Live, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you the other night when Hit Boy got on?
Oh, I was there. I was tuned in.
Yeah. And
I was tuned in.
Well, what'd you think when
you played your song? I mean, like, had you authorized it?
Yeah, you know, that's my boy. He could have played it anyway, but he definitely called me in the morning and was like, yo, I want to play it. I said, man, go ahead. Man. Because, no, of course, I want you to play it. I want to be a part of that. And it was just dope that I got to be a part of that.
So while all the comments are going on, and I think that's part of the fun, too, because, like, everyone judges it like a boxing match, right? Like, and by the way, when you see T.I. tonight, tell him how fucking hilarious he is when he's in the comments, because he is fucking killing it.
Yeah.
Like the other night during the Dream and the Sean Garrett one, like T.I. and Fat Joe were like the best part of that whole thing. But anyway, when you're in the comments and Hit Boy starts playing your shit, are you looking at the comments to see what the reaction is, or how does word get back to you that people are really fucking with it?
Or do you even care?
I care. I'm looking at the comments, you know what I'm saying? And some people was fucking with it, and some people was saying some slick shit. But they just saying slick shit in the spirit of the competition. But when me and Hit put this album out, the album is a classic. You feel what I'm saying? And there's so much going on right now. And just trust me, man, like that album right there just took me to a new plateau in the game. And that's why he played it in the midst. Like that's how a Benny the Butcher record could get played at a climate like that. When these dudes is playing Beyonce records, Jay-Z records, Drake records, you know what I'm saying? Nicki Minaj records,
yeah.
Lil Wayne records. And then, you know, you play a Benny the Butcher record, you know what I'm saying? So that speaks for itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, what's happening with you and Drake?
Drake, that's my boy. I texted him the next morning and told him and Boy Wonder cheated.
I just love the fact that you know, you guys are separated, Buffalo and Toronto, by just a, you know, a short little distance, and yet you guys are running things in, you know, your own worlds, and now you're about to come together and do some cool shit.
Man, I think that's dope too, man. That's dope, man. And I'm just a fan of the art and the fan of a fan of hip hop, and I like what it's doing in people's lives, and I like how it just, you know what I mean? Like, bring everybody together, and you know what I'm saying? And guys like that and me could coexist, and you know what I'm saying? It's not an ego thing, you know what I'm saying? He's one of the biggest artists in the world, if not the biggest, and still, you know, a tap in, and you know what I mean? That just show how talented dudes are and how smart they are, and they know craft, you know what I'm saying? So, man, shout out to Drake, man. Shout out to everybody.
Is there anybody who's reached out to you that you're still, like, working on getting into the studio with them? Are you, like, yeah, like, who else is in the tuck right now?
Man, I got a couple people. I don't know, man. I'm not really going to say right now because I want to say this. I want to make this announcement, but it's some things. There's some paperwork that's going on, and there's been some signatures been going on, and I want to let people know, man, that, trust me, man, your favorite rapper is going to be on the track with Benny and all the top elite.
Wait,
legends.
OJ the Juice Man is going to be on the track with Benny?
No, yeah, he should be.
Yeah, he should be. Yeah.
You know, I'm in the A already.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Yo, Benny, talking about hip-hop bringing everybody together, this is a time where obviously, like, we're all stuck inside and for good reason. And it's a lot harder to touch the fans and to work with other artists besides you linking up with Tip tonight. But overall, how has your process changed being indoors, being away from other people, and still trying to be creative and connect?
You know, I write a lot at home, and you know what I'm saying? And I just stay to myself and just play beats. I'm just in contact with a lot of producers right now. I'm getting beats done and I'm getting features done. And I'm just taking advantage of that time that in the house time. So when I do go to the studio, I'm in and out and I'm doing specific things, and you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just staying safe and just staying like a matter of fact about my timing and like where I'm at, what I've got going on.
So this is unprecedented here. You know, like this is a months on end situation that none of us have ever experienced before. But you did grow up in Buffalo where snowstorms would shut that town down. What was the, as far as you can remember, what was the longest time that you were stuck inside due to weather?
Oh, man. You know, maybe a day or two. The last big storm we had was in South Buffalo in 2014, or I don't know when it was. Mm-hmm. It was a big storm, and on the street that I lived on, it was backed up. 6 people died alone on my
Jesus.
Street.
Jesus. Holy shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And we stayed in the house for a while. You know what I'm saying? I stayed in the house for like 3 or 4 days. But, you know, we used to have bigger storms when I was a kid, and it was no staying in the house. We couldn't wait to go outside and play in that.
Yeah, like how was the storm of, what was that, like 94 or whatever, where it was just like a zillion feet of snow?
Yeah, man, you know, like it'd be cars deserted all along the street. It'd be cars buried. It'd be people like barricaded and buried in their homes and stuff like that. But to be honest with you, coming from Buffalo, it's a serious thing.
Yeah,
but you know, we don't really take it that serious, because you know that happens every couple of years, so we pretty much adapted to it.
Yeah, okay? how nice are you at snowball fights?
I'm good. You know, a snowball fight is all about the kind of snow you make the snowball with. You know what I'm saying? So you might need a little bit of ice and some snow. You know what I mean? Build the snow around it so you can throw it far, so it just don't turn into like, it just don't like go in the mist when you throw it. So you got to get a firm. You know what I'm saying? Once the snow been out there for a couple days and it get a little cold, those make this perfect snowballs.
So I know that currently you're down there in Falcons territory, but what is it like? Because a lot of people don't know. What's it like being a true diehard Buffalo Bills fan year in and year out?
So first I want to say, man, shout out my boy Deion Dawkins. Shout out Josh Allen. You know what I mean? Shout out Stephon Diggs. Welcome to the team. Mm. Man, it's dope, man. I've been online a lot, like everybody lately. And I've seen that we won the best fans in the AFC. And then we went up with Green Bay for the best fans
in the NFL. Yeah.
Yeah, and we won that, you know what I'm saying? And even though, you know, that stuff is computer generated or whatever it is, but even for the world to know that, we got some crazy, wild fans. And it's about the spirit of football. It's almost like hip-hop, because it's not about, like, of course it's about the success, but, you know what I'm saying, we haven't been a very successful team, so we don't hang our hat on that. We hang our hat on the culture and what the team do for the city and what the team mean for the city, and year in and year out, the fans gonna go support them dudes.
It really does take a lot to go out in, like, sub, you know, terrain.
Yeah, sub-zero temperatures,
and be out there, you know, game in and game out.
Yeah, because I'm out there myself. I'm out there. I'm going to get Buffalo Bills gloves, hats, everything.
Zubaz?
All that. It's like you haven't been to a real Buffalo Bills game unless you've been when it was snowing. You know what I'm saying? Because those are the late games. Those are the playoff games. Those games are the games where we're still in the December games, where we're still in the runners for the playoffs, and you're still excited to see the game, so you go down there. So those are the most exciting games.
I love this, because you're not going into it like with any like pessimism. You're all about like thinking you might win this week and that'll be good.
I can't tell if that's condescending or not.
No. I'm being serious. I think that's dope. Yeah.
You know, Buff the Bills is the only true New York State team, right?
Wow. Well, I would say that the Syracuse Orange Men are New York State team, but that's, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could go for that. Yeah. Only professional.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I hear you. Benny, I know that you got your own crew too, BSF Black Soprano Family. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh man, Black Soprano Family. You got Rick High. You got Heem. You got Love Boat Luciano. You got Jonesy. You got Paris. You got Flex. You got Young World. City Boy, that's my business partner, Jake the President. And you got Johnny Smalls, A&R, Harlem. Oh, it's just a whole bunch.
That's
of
a lot of people.
Yeah, that's what you know what I'm saying? How many people is that?
Know something? That's a lot. That's a lot of people. Yeah. There's only a few rappers. But y'all want to know something? I'm about to break breaking news.
Let's go.
This interview right now. You know what I'm saying? We just did a deal with E1 for Black Soprano Family.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get a Heem album coming, a Rick High album. We're going to do compilation albums. So it's big. You know, if none of this shit was going on, we'd be everywhere promoting this and letting the world know right now. So we just waiting to see the right time to do it. But definitely, man, just signed to deal with E1, Black Soprano Family, man. You know, kid from the projects, man. I lived in the projects 4 years ago. Now I just did a label deal for the homies.
Crazy. Yeah. Congratulations. So does that mean that you got your hands in all those different projects?
Yes, yes it does. Man, I'm an executive producing those projects. Now you gotta remember, what people gotta remember is I am Westside Gunn's little cousin.
Right.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
I do come from that, and Wes will tell you that I always had that type of mind, and I always had that type of drive to I like this side of the work too, just as well as Wes working. I learned a lot from him, and you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to continue to push the Griselda brand and the Black Soprano brand through each other. You know what I'm saying? And man, it's a dope opportunity to have.
What I think is really dope is that, you know, a lot of times you find that like people have drive to a point, right? And then they get on and they kind of lose that focus. It sounds like, it sounds like you have a bunch of guys there who know what they want and are all about carrying on, not just for the brand, but for them as well.
Yeah, because the stakes are so high. I tell people this all the time. The stakes are so high, being from where we're from and enduring what we endure. And you know what I'm saying? The road that's behind us, but was in front of us for a very, very, very long time, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm 35 years old, and I'm just now getting in when I was about 32. So it's like I had to live my whole life. I had to go through everything, all the trials and tribulations, you know what I'm saying, to get here, perseverance, you know what I'm saying? A normal person would have stopped 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, we take this very serious, you know what I'm saying? We're not here to play. We know what's at stake, and you know what I'm saying? This is like a last chance for a lot of us.
Yeah, there's a couple of people that we've had conversations with that are very similar to where we're going right now, which is we talked to Birdman sort of similarly, but also I think that like 2 Chainz is somebody who made it very late in rapper life, right?
Yeah.
Like he made it in his mid-30s, I think.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we love those stories of people who didn't give up, of people who, you know, you could have been like the guy in the proverbial garage band, you know, playing guitar at age 40. And it's like, no, like you still have that chance. And so I think that that's really dope that you guys have actually like built a movement out of this thing that it could have just been like, you know, a pipe dream.
Yeah. And I think what you were saying before about people loving the process and seeing the growth means a lot, because like someone who gets put on and makes it immediately is not as exciting as something with a long tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, man. The people are invested in us, and they watch the growth come from barely being mentioned to where we are right now, to West signing deals, to Conway signing the deal, to me doing this label deal. I got a bit of work going on for me right now.
All right, so we got 3 people that we'd love to hear stories about. If you got them, these are 3 great friends of ours. I'll give them to you one at a time. If you could say something about DJ Green Lantern.
DJ Green Lantern. Now, DJ Green Lantern was the first to know about us, because you know DJ Green Lantern lived in
Rochester. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, him and Shay, my producer / DJ, go way back. And I was introduced to Green Lantern to Shay maybe about like 2006, 2007. Mm. And man, you know what I mean? He's just a dude who I still call right now for advice, who will text me and still send me beats. And he'll see I make a move, and he'll text my phone like, yo, I see you did it. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely a mentor, man. So shout out Green, man.
How about Jadakiss?
Oh, man, Jada, that's my guy, man. Jada, that's my guy. He like, you know, just like, I'm a student of Kiss. You know what I'm saying? I listen to all of that. So just to be able to, for him to be my friend, and you know what I mean, and want to work on music with me, that's still unbelievable. And I met, you know how this game go, man. These dudes is famous. So I met him like 5 times before he recognized me and remembered me. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Kiss, man.
And how about hip hop?
Oh, hip hop, that boy, man. Hip hop, that boy. Humble, smooth, well respected. Every rapper that I that I told hip-hop was going to be my manager. They was like, yo, that's a good move. That's a good move. They couldn't believe it. They like, how the hell you do that? You know what I'm saying? So even before we went over there as management, I was looking for a manager because, you know, he wasn't doing that. He fell back for me.
Yeah.
Even though I was looking for a manager and I knew he fell back, that's the first thing I did. I texted him, was like, yo, I'm looking for a manager. What you think? Da-da-da-da-da. So maybe the situation that we got now came out of that. I already know he was talking to West, too, so I think it made more sense. So, man, shout out hip-hop.
Yeah, the funny thing about hip-hop is that he's such a unicorn that, like, you never see him until he's right next to you. Mm-hmm. Just like pops up.
Yeah.
I have a couple questions. I want to know. I was watching the video of you getting chained for Griselda, and when Westside called you to his hotel room, and you were just like, "Yo, like I know this got to be something." Like, what was going through your head when he pulled out the chain and also like a bunch of grips of money?
I was trying to count the money in my head. And then I couldn't believe he was giving me the Griselda piece because that's the Griselda crown jewel. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe he was giving me the piece. And I'm just thinking, like, I just remember the first time I seen him with that piece and I couldn't believe it. I'm like, damn, cuz really rich when I see that piece. And so now I'm just thinking, like, so, oh shit, that mean I'm going to have this on every day? I couldn't believe it. And I just thanked him. I just got off the phone with him. Actually, that's why I was late calling because I was on the phone with him.
All good.
He liked to talk. I had to tell him, like, yo, man, I got an interview. Y'all know he liked to talk.
Yeah, of course.
We met him. Yeah.
All business because he spent so much time on the phone taking care of business. So he called me, went over a couple business things. You know, it was about a $100,000 phone call.
Shit.
And I still can't believe he gave me that chain. I'm still in awe. I wear it every day still.
That's fucking dope. Not wore it every day. And then my other question is, so you did say you have asthma, like, and I know that, like, touring is off right now, but, like, how is it to perform for you with asthma?
Man, it get a little difficult. I get short of breath sometimes. You know I'm smoking. I'm trying to cut back smoking, but I'm still smoking. But if you pay attention, I'm pretty sure fans could pay attention. There's some spots in there where you can see me step to the back or off to the side and take me a couple puffs of that asthma pump and a drink of water, then I'm right back.
That just means that your crowd got to remember all the lyrics anyway and spit them right back, right?
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. You know, a couple times I asked the crowd, like, do y'all mind if I hit my inhaler?
Yeah, nobody cares. Like, everybody would be very happy if you did not just, like, you know, suffocate on stage.
That's
right. I think
that'd
be, you know, we're all rooting for you.
Yeah.
Right, man, because, you know, asthma is a real thing, and I had it since I was a kid, and it runs in my family. You know what I'm saying? So it's a real thing, and I deal with it. You know, I remember Jay-Z saying he had it. I remember Big talking about it. So it's like a thing that all great rappers have. So
yeah, Tyler, the Creator has it. There's a bunch.
Pay attention. All good rappers have asthma.
There you go. Listen, Benny, first and foremost, stay safe down there. Please, you know, stay indoors as much as you can. And keep staying creative because we love all the new shit. We love hearing what Hit-Boy put out there. We can't wait for whatever you're going to turn out with Tip. And we'll look forward when this is all over, God willing, you back up here for an hour and a half conversation, really talking that Western New York shit.
Now, that's a fact. You already know.
All right, Benny, take care. No doubt.
Yes, sir.
Jeff, let's call West Side Gun. Fly God,
what up?
Man, it's just Eric Snow.
What's happening?
Man, it's, you know, just out here, man. Just out here, man. How you doing?
Everything's good.
We're hanging in.
We appreciate you so much for doing this, like, during the time that you're, like, putting together your album. You're making an announcement in, like, I don't know, 20 minutes or something.
Yeah, about an hour.
Yeah, so, like, can we get a... I feel like most people who listen to this will probably listen to it after you make the announcement. Could we get... Even if you don't give us the actual announcement, can you give us something that you will not be announcing?
I mean, you know, the track list already kind of leaked a little bit. I did a video the other day, so people already kind of know the track list, maybe except like one, and that's actually a DJ premiere.
Wow.
People don't know that.
Oh,
people
shit.
People don't know that. Yeah, people don't know that yet.
So, that's fire.
Yeah, it's fire, man. It's fire. And you know what's crazy? It's because when the track list came out, like I said, this was like 3 days ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Primo hit me like, hold on. Is that your track list? I'm like, yeah. He like, nah, you can't drop it without a Primo.
So. You're kidding me.
Yeah, so.
So this is the last couple days.
Yeah, actually, I'm about to make the song today, so.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, you got that exclusive, man. I'm sitting in my Versace robe about to write this shit.
Yo, speaking of fire, I want to talk about your guys' Fire in the Booth session.
Man, legendary.
How much lead time did you have? Did you know who would be going first, who would be spitting what, and honestly, the most important thing, what you would be wearing?
Nah, man, because that's the thing. I mean, I'm fly every day.
There we go.
It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm in a Versace robe right now. So I'm just that. I don't know. You know, clothing, that's nothing. Fire is the rhymes. You know, this is what Griselda does.
Mm-hmm.
Been doing it for years. You know what I'm saying? If you go back and look at the Funk Flex or the Sways or the Tony Touches years ago,
mm-hmm.
even when I used to rap, you know what I mean? I even got a freestyle with me and Prodigy, rest in peace, on Tony Touch, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, Status Selectas, and you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, that's what Griselda does.
You know what set this apart, though, is that you guys are fully on now. You know, you guys are going like Rock Nation brunch. You guys are like, you know, Shady, Rock Nation. You guys are getting shouted out by Drake, and you still deliver, you know? Like, it's not like years ago. Course. This is like, with the highest expectations, you come through and you see what it does online.
Yeah. I mean, see, that's the thing. This shit isn't a fluke. I always said Griselda is the greatest, man. This shit is nothing. It's easy. You know? So it's just like, you know, I don't care if we get way bigger this year and we do the same thing in December, it's just going to be another body bag.
Yeah.
Put the beat on, press play, you're going to get what you want looking for every time. You know what I'm saying? So.
How did you and Tyler, the Creator, link up?
I mean, a while ago, what album was that? Supreme Blientele, you know what I'm saying? I got a record called Sabu. So at the time, you know, he was just putting like, you know, like the track of somebody's album, you know what I'm saying? As just like the caption.
Yeah.
You know, like the number. So I'm just saying hypothetically, Sabu was track 12. So he made a post and just the caption was like track 12, Sabu. So I knew he was paying attention then.
Mm.
And, you know, time went by, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, of course, we got mutual friends in the industry and shit like that. And it was just like, I think it was Chase, if I'm not mistaken.
Shout out to Chase.
Kind of linked it up. Yeah, shout out to Chase, because we was talking on the phone, and I think I was like, yo, I want to link up with Tyler, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, oh, that's nothing, you know what I'm saying? And hit him on the three.
Yeah, but
three.
When people say, like, oh, that's nothing, usually it doesn't mean that that's nothing. It's like, it's usually that's something.
Yeah.
But, like, that's cool that it came through, you know?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I already knew he was paying attention, but we never linked. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of same with Rocky, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Chase connected those dots.
Yeah, of course.
You know, last year we performed at Yams Day, all that type of shit, but it was like on a more personal level. It was like, because you know how this industry shit is. Everybody got their own thing going on. Everybody bosses. Everybody, you know, got their own show going on. So it's like, you know, I'm not in the business to just link up with people like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like,
it's got to mean something.
You know, yeah. So, you know, it was just like, you know what? Let me start reaching out and more, because, you know, a lot of people just think I'm the bad guy and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be trying to like reach out to certain people like, yo, it's good, man. You know, because I'm not saying them in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people be so intimidated that they don't, you know, because of the street shit and prison.
Sure.
Motherfuckers been shot and stabbed and died. And, you know what I'm saying? We from Buffalo. They don't know what to expect. So, of course, when you come in a room and you see a guy sitting there chilling with four or five goons and a half $1 million in jewelry looking, you know what I'm saying? You're
yeah.
like, shit, I don't know if I want to mess with him. So it's like, that's how it be. People really don't know how to, you know, approach me sometimes. You know what I'm saying? They don't know if I'm on bullshit. They don't know if I'm cool. So it's just like, I know a lot of people be probably wanting to reach out or meet up, but it's just like they don't know what they're going to get. So I sometimes, like, now it's like, how about I extend my hand first?
That's dope. Because
that's something I really never did.
That's yeah. dope.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
I asked Conway, who of your crew has the deepest Buffalo accent? So I want to know what your opinion is. Of the three of you. Because he said that Benny does.
Like it's the, Benny.
Yeah. The R's, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Benny. It's Benny for sure.
So,
it's Benny for sure.
Westside, this is a really tricky time across the board, but as a CEO, and you have your hands in a lot of businesses, how have things been affected for you if we're talking about not just the music, but like the merch and getting that out to people and, you know, the wrestling and not having people be at events like that? How has it affected you as a CEO?
I mean, far as the merch, nothing has stopped. You know what I'm saying?
So if people go to the website, so they can still order.
Yeah, supply
and they can
chain
still
is still open.
I mean, of course it's sold out, but
that's the bigger problem.
How do I buy a Versace robe off of your website? It's an emergency.
Like, it's sold out right now, but like next Friday, I will be doing a new drop. And you know, like this week was more kind of like me kind of teasing a lot of people for the new project. You know what I'm saying? Every day I put a little snippet up, or, you know, just keeping people guessing certain shit. Like yesterday I just put up a picture of the GOAT. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Some people like, what is it, Jay-Z? Or what is it, Kanye? Or what is it, Drake? And actually, the GOAT is me.
Shit.
It's not even for nobody else.
There
That's
we go.
The crazy part about it. I put the GOAT up there for me. But it just, it has people guessing and just paying attention, because right now, you know, it's not like when I drop other projects, because, you know, the corona shit really just stopped a lot of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So kind of going back to what you were talking about is like, you know, my whole rollout for this project, bro, I was supposed to have been in Paris, having a party in Paris. I was shooting two videos in Paris. The whole rollout for the whole project was supposed to be in Paris. So I was supposed to be technically be in Paris today.
Damn.
Just doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, now that I can't, I'm sitting on a couch, it's like, damn, like I can't have the rollout that I always wanted for this project.
Yeah.
But let me still do what I can do. You know, the thing about a Griselda fan is, you know, it's organic. It's love. So it don't matter if I'm in Paris or I'm sitting on a couch, man. They
well,
don't play.
Did you ever think about, like, pushing your album back, like, past when when this crisis is over? Like, was that ever, like, a thought in your head?
Never. Never. Never.
Because you...
By the time the crisis be over, I have another album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys know how to innovate and turn on a dime in the whole thing.
Like, I was talking to Derek last night about how you guys are approaching touring, or at least the conversations you are having about touring, like, coming up, and I thought that was, like, super interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Benny was going on a road with Russ.
Yep.
So, you know, that's postponed, and we had, like, because we did the WWCD tour, like, the first leg, but we had, like, 15 more cities already booked, you know what I'm saying, that all we had to do was just sign the paper, but everything really kind of, like, been postponed because, of, like, that's the only thing that's kind of, like, really been affected is the tour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we already literally had tours, you know, booked already, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's such a bummer considering, you know, what that tour felt like. You know, your New York City show here at Sony Hall, shout out to Ev Boogie, that was a monster. And then, like, bookending it with, like, the LA show out in Los Angeles, like, that seemed like it was just, like, perfection, and you want to, like, elevate above that, and then something beyond your control happens, and here we are.
Yeah, because you got to think that our last shows, was in L.A. You know, we had to do it back-to-back, you know, at the Noval. So
yeah.
Because, you know, it sold out so quick.
And the second one.
Hove, you know, he came through.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was just like, you know, we're elevating, bro. You know what I'm saying? We're elevating. That's the beautiful thing about it. It's like we don't even have to rush. Everything is just so organic.
Well, yeah. So if you think about it, the product you've been putting out, the freestyles you've been putting out, the tours you've been putting out, the Tonight Show, the Rock Nation brunch, all this stuff happens. The only thing that is like able to stop you is a fucking worldwide pandemic.
That's it. That's it. And it's not doing that much because Pray for Paris is coming out April 17th, baby.
There we go.
So, well, you know, people don't know the date yet. So I'm letting them know today.
Yo, you're dropping all the exclusives right now. Hey.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, like you said, man, you know, this project is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I made it in Paris. You know what I'm saying? And I added, like I said, of course I added a couple songs once I got back, but it was just like the whole inspiration was Fashion Week in Paris. I had never left the country, bro. So
not bad for someone from Buffalo, New York, huh?
Yeah.
Nah, man, not at all, man. Shit, dreams do come true, man. Dreams do come true, man. Just gotta work hard, man.
What were your first thoughts like coming off the plane, like going to in the Charles de Gaulle like airport?
Like, they really let me in Paris? That was my thought. That was my thought. I swear. That was really my thought. Like, they really fucking let me out the country in Paris. Bitch, I was scared. I'm not going to lie. I was nervous.
You know about?
What I'm saying? Just like, you know, I was more nervous in Paris airport than me walking up the street in Compton.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
just because you were so out of your element. Like it was,
I'm comfortable in Compton.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm comfortable in Compton. But me going in fucking Paris and I'm seeing shit in different languages, people that don't look like me, the police looking different, I'm going through customs for the first time. You know, I've never been through fucking customs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, all of that shit was like, what the fuck?
Wait, what did you put down as your occupation?
Artist.
There we go.
Yeah, artist. You know what I'm saying? And you know, once I went through though, you know what I'm saying, and that van pulled up, it was relief. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, okay, this shit is real. You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't hit me until I got in the van and drove off. Like, okay, this shit is real.
Yeah.
And then you know, have fun.
So, considering what we're going through right now, you're not just an artist, you're also a family man, and it's got to be just super heavy on your shoulders to protect your family and make sure everyone's good. How have the last 3 weeks been for you just as a human being?
Horrible, because, you know, it's just like, you know what I'm saying, life is, it's crazy, because at first, you know, everybody was getting little colds and, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So everybody was panicking.
Yeah.
Didn't really know what the fuck is going on. You sneeze and you be like, what the fuck you doing sneezing?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was just one of them situations. So, but you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, they have been in my other house. I've been over here in this house. And it's kind of like, I don't know, man. The separation kind of been crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're coming over here today. You know what I'm saying? But it was just like I was doing so much traveling.
Yeah.
It came from L.A. and all that shit. And I first didn't feel good. But I had just came off a tour. I had went to fucking Wyoming with Kanye. Then went to L.A. Then went back to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of like just stayed in the house of court because I had asthma. So then I was trying to make sure that I was okay. Because I really didn't know. I wanted to get tested. They wanted to test me. You know, just to make sure, because I have babies. You know,
that's some heavy shit. That's some heavy shit.
Yeah, so it's crazy. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but, bro, I honestly been in the house like 2 weeks by myself. I haven't even been able to even see my kids, man. So, but they're going to come over today, like I told them. you know, I just, let me quarantine. I don't care. Because at first, like I said, I was feeling sick, but I'm glad all that shit went away. But I'm just like, yo, you know, 2 weeks, I'm a diagnose myself. I'm a quarantine. And
well, that's the hardest part. That's the hardest part, telling your family, like, no, I'm doing this for the better good.
Yeah.
You know, but like, how do you say that, you know?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate because, you know, West Side Baby only 8 months.
And, crazy.
And, you know, even before this, you know, I was traveling, working, fucking on tour, like doing so much shit, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like when I finally did have time to come back after tour, we were supposed to have like a 3 week break in between. So that whole 3 weeks, you know, I planned to be with them and, you know, just relax and my daughter's birthday, all of that type of shit. And then all this shit, the crazy shit happened. Like I said, at first, excuse me, I thought I was sick. Like, I'm like, man, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So I go to the damn urgent care.
Yeah.
Everything. Just trying to, like, figure it out. Like, give me some antibiotics. I'm about to sit in the house 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Did they give you anything do they, like, just tell you go away?
Yeah, they just gave me some antibiotics and a fucking asthma pump and said, sit your ass on the couch for 2 weeks.
But the bottom line is, right now, you're feeling all right.
Oh, yeah, I feel great, man. I'm about to record this DJ premiere.
Yeah. real quick before we let you go, you know that Jeff and I are not, like, you know, into wrestling. We're not wrestle heads like you guys, but
speak for yourself. I've become a huge wrestling fan ever since West Side came over here.
But am I correct that WrestleMania is going on this weekend?
Yes, sir. Tomorrow is Sunday.
How do you feel about them, like, fighting with no audience there?
It's horrible. Horrible idea. It's fucking, honestly, it's the worst shit ever, bro. I'm not even gonna hold you. I mean, of course, it's, you know, as a wrestling fan, you're still gonna watch it because you want to know the end results of certain matches, you know what I'm saying, and how they're gonna do it and how it's gonna look with mm-hmm. no crowd. Like, you're still gonna just watch it because you don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, like, damn, they got to do something crazy because, shit, they don't have no crowd, so they gotta do something to win us over, you know what I'm saying? Like, to keep us entertained. And so I'm just curious to watch it, to see how they do it. But, I mean, like, the Monday and Friday show's been horrible, you know what I'm saying? So it's, like, leading up to this shit, you know, it's been horrible. So it's, like, I wish they would have pushed it back, but I'm pretty sure Vince already invested so much money into the situation that, you know, he got to do what he got to do. But personally, I think half the matches is already pre-recorded.
Is that right?
I think so. I think, you know, like, I think they was probably doing matches, like, you know, certain wrestlers coming at a time. You know what I'm saying? Do the match and record. I think they're going to piece it together, but I think it's already recorded, bro.
Man.
I think they already just, because, you know, I don't think WrestleMania all of a sudden is going to have, you know, 50 wrestlers in the building that same day.
Like, yeah.
It's going to be, you know, they probably been recording matches, you know, 2-3 matches a day probably for like the last 2 weeks, and probably going to piece it all together, because you got to understand, they're going to say it's live, but it's not live. Because I already know one of the results of one of the matches.
Oh, shit.
I can't
keep it. Do you want to give that exclusive?
But, you know, I got a little inside scoop on shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think a lot of it is pre-recorded, bro.
I hope that we can all get to a place soon enough when we can all congregate once again.
Yeah, actually, like, while you've been inside... has there been anything that, like, has that you've watched that, like, you've enjoyed? Because, like, if wrestling hasn't been it, then, like, what has been?
I mean, you know, Tiger King.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You know.
Wait, who
I
do you?
I will say shout out to Joe Exotic, but he is snitch too. I don't glorify snitches.
Yeah, there you go.
Good until the end.
Yeah.
He was good to the last episode.
I'm going to wife up Carol. That's my plan.
Yo, Yeah, Carol, a gangster.
Yeah, man. She is. She really is.
She was actually the realest one. She was actually the real gangster of them all.
Oh my God! Well,
I also fuck with the girl who escaped from Doc Antle. Just like, yo, like, that guy's a real creep.
The girl who went back to Iowa, right?
Yeah, and she was just like, yeah, like, you know, I got a breast implant, like, against my will, like, crazy. All fucked up, yeah.
Crazy.
Yo, that shit crazy, man. That shit is crazy,
and well,
man.
Listen,
you know
West Side Gun, new album dropping on the 17th, Pray for Paris.
Yes, yes, yo, man. Stack track list.
We're gonna be listening to every track, you know that, but we're especially looking forward to that Primo joint. Good luck today.
Yes.
Stay safe. Take care of you and yours. We love you, West Side. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Man, no but love, man. Thank y'all, bros, man, for real, man.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Appreciate it.
Peace. Shout out to Conway the Machine. Shout out to Benny the Butcher. Shout out to West Side Gun. Jeff, we're back again tomorrow.
We're back every day forever.
As always, guys, not for real, for real.
Sure.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.